With the conditions. The ball of a chat over. Oh, it's not the only committee. I thought it's the only committee that meets in this kind of weather, inclement weather. Whilst we're waiting for one or two other members who are on the way, there's a few administrative matters, if we can dispose of them. The first is that there's an invitation from Nyotia. It's addressed to me. I think it's in the pack, no? There's some sort of a workshop that they are organizing, and they are encouraging members of the portfolio committee to attend. It's on the 28th of August in Johannesburg. So it's open to any person. If a member wants to go to this particular meeting, you're welcome to attend. But you will incur your own costs and cover all your own arrangements for the committee event. But that's for people who might be interested, 28th of August. Then, I thought you might have seen this advert in the papers. The Public Service Broadcasting Discussion Document is up for comment. The committee secretary has been kind enough to make copies of those, so that's in your pack as well. A draft post-bank bill has also been circulated for public comment, and a post office bill. And there are workshops in all sorts of provinces. The committee section has also made those available. I had a brief meeting with the chairperson of the post office, and she said that this is an initial document. It's not a final sort of bill, but it's out in the public domain for discussion, for comment, so that they can incorporate those ideas or positive ideas into a final bill, which they should be tabling hopefully sometime this year. But I thought it's useful to get it out so that people can start looking at it. It's an important initiative. This will probably be the first state bank in South Africa, actually, although it falls under the post office. We don't have a state bank, so it's an important initiative, and I'm hoping that members will look at that matter very carefully. Those are just for noting. Then there's different parties have been making approaches to my office wanting to organize training workshops for members of parliament. And each of them come with very different proposals and those kinds of things. And I've been a bit reluctant, but eventually I said, look, submit a formal proposal to the committee, let the committee assess it. And then it will make a decision whether it wants to go with you or not go with you on a particular workshop. This one comes from Professor Alison Gilwell, who is now based at the UCT Graduate School. She's the first to submit a formal proposal. I had a brief chat with her. She is working on a more detailed course outline. But what they are proposing at the moment is a four-day training workshop for members of parliament, members of this committee, for full days at the university as the venue. She's also suggesting that she will assist with the fundraising for this. I suppose she will go to some of the current big-time operators and ask for some sort of support, because there's no money in parliament for this. And she did indicate that if it's a five-day workshop, then you would end up with a certificate of some sort. So you must decide whether you can afford 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days, and then you get some certification. I said, look, I don't want to get into that. Let me put it to the members. But the course does look like a very exciting. It does look like an exciting course. It's, I think, carefully thought out, and she will submit to us in the matter of a few days the actual outline. What we require here, I think, is an in-principle decision by the committee whether we want to proceed or we support this type of initiative or not. And secondly, whether the dates are convenient. And thirdly, I suppose we have to declare this to the secretary, to the chief whip, and possibly even the house chair. We might have to get permission from them because it's outside funding. Okay, so there's a procedure, that administrative procedure that we will have to follow if there's outside funding, etc. Maybe you should just look at it if you haven't had time to read through it, and then we can chat about this for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Kalaja. Aguna Puri. In 20, hey, my friend.
I see there are new people, I think, from the department or from the committee. Can they introduce themselves so that we do, you know, it's
from the committee section?
Yes.
All right, you want to just introduce?
Okay, my name is Noemi Sambelik and I'm the researcher for the Portfolio Committee.
I know. No, the media is different.
This one, this item is open for discussion. This proposal that has come from UCT Graduate School of Business.
Pending just further information and then details of how to
reschedule it. No, the dates are there, 29th of September to 2nd of October. I think that's what they're suggesting very strongly.
Chairperson, is there anything specific on our committee? You know, is there meetings at that specific stage? No.
I think we arrive on the 23rd of September, this court. Yes, and then it's Heritage Day, and then it's the week after that. So it's in the recess, well, constituency period or recess period.
Okay.
The first week.
But I think I will suggest we must go for that. Anything I can learn and, you know, to do my job better, it's just a wonderful opportunity.
Okay. ANC, your view on the matter? Agreed.
Yes.
All right. So I'll communicate to Alison that the committee has in principle supported this, subject to approval from the Chief Whip's office and the committee, but the Chair of Committees. So we'll then proceed with the matter, and I'll also ask her to start preparing a more detailed course outline. And are you agreeable to one more day if it means a certificate? Yes, no, ANC? You can live. Fine. All right, so then you get some sort of certificate that you attended UCT. You can mount it on your wall. Okay. Good. Thank you very much. There's been an unfortunate incident within the Department of Core Communications. Deputy Director General for the Presidential National Commission, Mr. Nklapo Mokwining, was killed in a motor accident on this weekend with his four children, all five of them. So can we observe a moment of silence, and maybe we'll just send off a card or something from the family, and we'll get the details about the funeral arrangements and afterwards. Can we just observe a moment of silence? Do we have any details about the funeral arrangements, Zaytun?
The funeral for Saturday afternoon.
Is it this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. And where?
In Creek Crater? free state.
In the free state.
Yeah, free state.
All right, if you could get that quickly to Nalukanda so that those who are able to attend, but at least from the committee side, let's get, can we get a card or something? We'll sort that out afterwards. All right, one last thing. Just the program, it has been circulated. If you saw that the 25th of August, we've got the provisional, the Auditor General. A lot depends on how far they are with the investigation. I haven't been in communication with them. I know they are quite busy at Auckland Park already. If they are not in a position to report, can I suggest that we get an initial briefing from on the post-ban bill? Just a broad outline of what the bill is about so that we familiarize ourselves with the issues, the concepts, and what's the thinking behind it. Because it's a specialized area. I'm not into banking. I don't even understand the banking sector, but we're going to have to work through this very carefully. So I want to propose that if that slot is free, we bring in the people from the post office on that day. Otherwise, the program is as it stands. And we've still got one more slot, the Tuesday, the 15th of September. I've just put in there digital migration because the committee section wanted the program. But if there's anything special that people might want to include, we could perhaps consider inserting some other item there. But at the moment, leave it as it is. Mr. Kulwani?
I don't have anything against the program, Chair. But from where I'm sitting, Chair, we are going to have a little bit of a problem from our side as an ANC. Because very soon the committee membership will be finalized. And most of the members are serving in two committees. One committee sitting Tuesday, the other one sitting Wednesday. I foresee a situation because we are on the Tuesday one as communication on Group A Tuesday. But if on the group of Tuesday, you can't belong to the same committee. So you must go to the second group, which is Wednesday. So we'll have a situation where members might not be able to fulfill their attendance to this committee based on that reason of serving in two committees as we go forward. My only concern is the Wednesdays. We might have a slight problem there in terms of quorum and attendance and so on. In our side as an ANC, I'm not sure from my colleagues from the opposition whether they have the same difficulty.
Just for the record, Mr. Chair, we don't. Nikki and I both sit on this committee only.
Okay. Julie?
Listen, actually, I would concur with Eric that we also have membership of more than one committee. Although, obviously, we're sitting on the second committee as alternates, but so be it. We are actually expected to attend committees on Wednesday. So I would suggest that we try to, as much as possible, work on Tuesdays and not overlap on Wednesdays.
Yeah. No, as a general rule, this committee meets on Tuesdays. I think that's our work format. But can we prioritize Wednesday, the 9th of September, for this committee, for those who have other commitments on a Wednesday? Because this is the SABC interviews, and I really prefer there's a full house when we do the interviews. It's not a good public thing if there are two, three members sitting here and then they're just interviewing the person. These interviews are likely to be in the public domain, high profile. It's important that we have the full committee membership. So if you could make arrangements with whoever, with whichever other committee you are engaged with on that day, to be excused. But otherwise, we agree that we meet only on Tuesdays in the main. All right. So we will get the post office on the 25th. And Nalutanda just pointing out that we've got a meeting on the 23rd of September to finalize the names of the SABC board and the adoption of the report. That's another day that we might have to just prioritize. And that's because we've got the Auditor General reporting to us on the 22nd. All right, I think that covers all the housekeeping arrangements. Can we get on then with the main business of the day? And that is the shortlisting of the CASA candidates. Ms. Taylor?
Chairperson, just before we go off the program, you mentioned that Tuesday, the 15th of September 2009, that briefing on digital migration, has it been confirmed by the department?
No, it hasn't been confirmed.
I would also like to put another item on the agenda for the committee, if possible, Chairperson. I've given you some of the correspondence and a complaint about the high interconnection rate of cell phones in South Africa and the research that I've done around the issue. And I would like to share that information with the committee just to update them on the process. I subsequently had a meeting with the Competition Commission and ICASA. And I might also need some help with the research department of the committee on the issue. But I don't know whether members will be interested to get a briefing on exactly what is going on there. South Africa is lagging far behind in the world. We've got the highest interconnection rate, the third highest in the continent. There's international trend to regulate interconnection rates. We've seen the United Kingdom, the whole of Europe, Namibia just last month. I really think that as a portfolio committee, we can play a role in assisting to move South African cell phones operators also to that level. But I just don't know how to put it on the agenda of the committee, if possible. Thank you.
As a suggestion? ANC seeking?
Thanks very much, Chairperson. I think, Chair, the proposal by Ms. Deleuze, it's a very good proposal. But I would suggest, Chairperson, that as the ANC component, can we go and look at that? Then when we come back as a portfolio committee, moving forward to our, you know, what we have agreed upon. If the committee agrees, or if the members agree.
The suggestion is that we put it for Tuesday, the 15th of September, Mr. Kulani, where we've got digital migration that we discuss this item. All right. The ANC wants to consider the proposal. It is an important issue, I think, if this thing is in the public interest. So can we then finalize that next week?
I'm also doing a lot of research on this matter, and I think if we can all work together. I don't think this is just a sort of political gain that one or other party can get out. Of course, it's the people of South Africa we must look after.
No, sure. Mr. Little has just given me an envelope now with outlining the steps that she has taken, and I've got her permission to circulate it to all the members. We'll have some sense of what the correspondence, etc. Can we come back to this next week then, and we can take a final decision on the matter? All right, let's then get on to the ICASA shortlisting exercise. I've been through this series. It took a very long time. No, not the most exciting thing in life to read series. There's no storyline. There's no character. There's no complicated plot. you must go and figure out whether this person can serve as a ICASA counselor. So I've been to all 86 of them. The first thing you must do is you must hold up your packs And if they look neat and proper, I know you haven't read any one of those things. If they got all these crooked ears and pages are torn and all that, then I know you've done some work. Yeah, you see that one, you can see some work has gone into that. Patricia, you must hold up your pack. Let me see.
Yeah, but I joined the committee after
that.
That condition is already breaking up.
Maybe it will be a surprise if I also concur with the Honorable Member Dilley in terms of we thought we'll be guided by her today. We just relaxed and think that it's only one person will be guided here in terms of how do we move forward and so on. But Chairperson, maybe where we need to start, Chair, is the issue of acknowledging that ICASA is one of our important institutions, which of course we need in this type of our democracy which we are having. And also, Chair, try to remind ourselves about their role in terms of regulating the environment of this industry so that the operators can be able to operate in this environment. Of course, Chair, it's an ongoing debate in the public that there is whether we need to regulate this industry or not, which seems to threaten the existence of ICASA, because those who believe in free market system, they advocate the fact that we should not touch the industry, we must leave it alone and regulate itself. Government must just get out of that space so that they can be able to deal with that. But we are not on that debate, Chair, today. We are going to engage on that debate ourselves as a committee, because I think it's necessary to do so as we move forward. But from where we are, Chair, is that ICASA must make sure that our people, who in majority are poor, must do have access to telecommunication. Now, Chair, you've got, this is a twin, the issue of access and affordability. Because you can have access, but if not affordable, you are still sidelined. It can be affordable, but if not accessible, you are still sidelined. Because in other areas, it's not the issue of affordability, the issue that there is no access to these telecommunication facilities. In other areas, they do have the issue of affordable. So this is a twin, a Siemens twin, which you need to carefully navigate in terms of separating them, but you cannot just separate them as easily as you can. But so I'm raising this issue so that as we engage in this process, we must have those important role of ICASA at the back of our mind in terms of what they're supposed to do. But we must also agree that the time, Chair, I think, has come where, as a committee, we can no longer fold our arms because there is ICASA, and not play our role as a committee in making sure that ICASA do what's supposed to do. That also goes to the issue of interconnection, which has been raised by Honorable Dilley. That this matter, we think that at a certain point as a committee, we must be able also to deal with the matter so that we are able to free our people in terms of being able to use these telecommunications affordable as they can. But like we always do, that we always commit ourselves that when we engage in this process, sometimes we'll have our most emotions going high and down and so on in terms of preferences and so on. But we'll appeal that we must do that because it's the nature of the work which we are doing, and that we should be able to have our own preferences. But in doing so, Chair, I think the maturity of handling these matters as it prevailed on the interim board in terms of protecting the individuals involved in the process. I'm not talking about the politicking, which will always take place, but the protection of the individual and the integrity of those people who are involved in that process that will be able to do so, to protect them and play our own politicking, but not affecting the individuals involved and so on. But we enter this process open-minded. We are ready to persuade the opposition, and we are ready to be persuaded too. If there is that possibility and opportunity. I think I have to say this so that we remind ourselves about the important role of ICASA and so on. But coming to the issue of the shortlisting itself, initially we proposed, that we must at least have 5 names. But in the course of doing this work, we have realized that it's difficult. Sometimes we'll have a lot of preferences and so on. So for myself as an ANC, we're saying, if it's possible that we can move up to 8 people, we'll be fine. So that we are able also to accommodate other names which we might be able to leave out in the process of shortlisting, so that we've got the diversity as possible and many people as possible to be able to tap from their skills and so on in moving forward. So, Chair, the first thing we'll propose, that instead of having 5, if possible, we can have 8 people which we are going to look into. Because in terms of the legislation, it says we must provide 1.5, because we only need to fill 1 vacancy. It means we must give 2 people. Because the legislation in its nature is saying whenever we provide the name for consideration, it should be the number I'm not sure how do you have any person, but it's what the legislation is required of us, that it should be 2 people, because it's 1 and another person which finally the decision will be taken at. So we want to move that as the first point, the opening to 8 instead of 5 as we initially proposed. If it's acceptable, then we can come on the issue of the names. Thanks, Chair.
I don't know why we pass laws like that to say 1.5 persons. We should have just said twice the number. It makes life so much easier. Now, 1.5, you must go look for Tiki from Boswell, work in circus or something. I don't know how we're going to get that one. But there's a proposal on the table that we look at 8 people for the interviews, and out of the 8, we'll ultimately then recommend 2 for appointment. 25%. Is that an acceptable proposal?
Yes.
Fine. Yes. Agreed to. So we will work on a list of 8 names. Mr. Kolwani, are you ready to lead on names?
I'm ready. Or
do we hand over to Ms. Delal now?
Okay. I'm ready, but I don't have the 8 names. Don't say we are ready.
Unless if maybe my colleagues the one to have the first bite, but we are ready.
As you said, sir, it was a tough task going through all this CVs. Now, I agree on what Mr. Kolwani said about the importance of ICASA and the affordability and the accessibility and everything. So when I went through all the names, I don't know the people. I just look at the CVs, and I look at a lot of technical skills. I think a person on the ICASA board must have a lot of technical skills, and also leadership, and also the ability to look forward and to make plans in advance. So I've got 5 names here. My colleague, Honorable Ndiwe, she's also got 2 names. We work separately, but as it is, 3 of the people, that are, four of the people I decided on, and she worked independent on that, and she and there's also four people. So the first name I put in is...
just to interrupt you, sorry. I've just got a letter from Mfana Futi Sitebi, number 63. He's withdrawing his nomination. Yeah. Well, just note that. It just came in now. I should have mentioned this earlier on.
So can I proceed?
You can continue, yes.
Okay.
Please, with one.
Right. My first choice was number 45, William Stucker. I'm not going into everyone's CV why I decided on the names and so on. I just put it on the table, sir. Then my second one is number 26. Is Miss Zandile. And now my colleagues must help me with the pronunciation. Is it Makakao? It's Kaku. Okay. Miss Zandile Ngaku. Kaku. And then number three is number 22. Is Miss Dilu Lokloku. If I pronounce it correctly. That's number 22. And then fourthly is number 13, Advocate Mervyn Dorasami. And number 5 is Josephine Kwena Mabutia. So that's number 5, yes. This is, and then the DA submission, and we are just putting the 5 names on the table, the chairperson.
I'm disappointed, dear, but I didn't have any one of those. No, I had one. I had one.
It actually seemed like
number 5. Chairperson, it was an interesting consideration because obviously there are different aspects to the functionality of ICASA that I thought we should take in the evaluation process. We should consider those. And what struck me, I think it probably struck you as well, is that we have quite a large component of legally qualified people who made application or who were nominated. That in itself is always an important consideration for any board, to have somebody that is legally qualified. But in addition to that, what we regarded as an important component was also suitable exposure or experience or maybe qualification specifically in the field of communication. So those were sort of some of the aspects that we tried to pull into a combined list, and not necessarily succeeded in that, but that was the attempt that we had in the evaluation process. So, if I can then just say, I will also have some difficulty in some of the pronunciation. Right. I will say number 5. I had a few more chairs, if you will bear with me. Also number 7. Then number 9, and I made a note here, this person was legally qualified but was specializing in communication law, which I thought was an interesting aspect. Then this is the second one that I agree with the DA on is 26. Then there was quite a large component of nominations that came in for candidate 28. I thought it was quite a candidate that we should perhaps just invite for interviews. Then also candidate 31 and candidate 32. Candidate 39,
position on point of order. May I just add that we also support candidate 7 that the Honourable Member Killian just mentioned. So at least we've got 2.
That's a nice alliance. Following the trend, what we have nominated, Chair, in terms of the numbers, we have the number 5. I'm sure my colleagues will be able to follow. Or number 5. I'm also having the same challenge of pronouncing some of the surnames. So the number will do. Then you got number 7. Then from 22, 38. Of course, based on the fact that he's currently serving the number 40. It's worth trying to invite him for an interview. And number 74.
So that's what we are proposing. You can see some commonality
in some of the names.
Working together, we can do more.
Working together, we can shortlist more.
Look, I think we've got all three parties supporting Josephine Mabotchi at number 5. At least that's what my list shows. So can we provisionally, can we agree on that one already now? Okay. Then I think we've got David Fanucci. All three parties are supporting him, which is number 7. Okay. Then we've got two parties, the ANC and DA, supporting Dillo Leslokwe. Am I pronouncing it correctly? 22. It's ANC and the DA. Can you live with that, Julie? Okay. So that's 3 that we've got so far. Then we've got two parties, the COP and the ANC, supporting Lutando Nkumatela, am I pronouncing correctly? That's number 39. Right, and there was still one more that was agreement. Let me just... Edmund Beloy, 38. Cope said they can live with that. Let me just make a note here also. And let me just come to that. What is 26 is... Dandile Maku. ANC, that's DA and COPE, Zandile Naku. DA, can you live with that one? You are green. That makes things a bit easier. So we've got then, let me just make this Zandile. So we are agreeing on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at the moment, am I right? Yeah, it's Lutando Nkumatela. What are we? What is the sixth one? Sorry? Oh, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that's right. Right, two more. The ANC is proposing Kulile Bokwana. Can you look at that CV? I've looked at the CV, it's a good CV, but have a look at it. That's number 74. And they also say the current person who has just finished up Zokwe, perhaps we should just look at him also. Because he's there and his term has just expired, so... at the other ANC proposal. But can you look at number 74, please?
That person,
yeah.
May I ask the committee that they must look at number 45 again?
Who is 45?
45 is William Stucker.
Okay.
Because I think his CV is also very, very impressive, and he's got a lot of technical skills. Chairperson, there's a very interesting nomination, number 13, and he's advocate Mervyn Dorasamy. I want to have, we must look at him especially because he's on the, he was on the competition commission, and I think that's very important to have a person with the skills, because they, as you know, there's a lot of competition in this old broadcasting world. So I think maybe if we can look at number 13 also, sir.
Thank you. I'm waiting for people to talk about 70. What is it? 74. Have you had a chance to assess that CV again?
Sorry, sir. I didn't bring all the CVs. I just brought the CVs that I think.
Julio, how does number 74 look to you?
If it's a deserving candidate.
Patricia, you agree?
Yes, yes.
74. Can I put him down?
Yes, yes, we also agree on that one. So you give the person a chance.
All right. So at the moment we've got seven confirmed, and there's a proposal from the ANC that we look at the person who has just ended his term. The first one is Josephine Mabotia, David Banucci, Dillo Lehlokwe, Danile Mnaku, Edmund Boloi, Lutando Mkumatela, Kulule Bokwana. One more. Now.
Way forward. Let's agree on 8 plus the person who is vacating the position. Because he's actually up against very strong candidates, but it's only fair to also make him part of the invite so that we can eat.
ANC?
Working together, we can do more. Okay.
That is not the SABC, I can see that, eh? Hey, if it was the SABC, we would have been fighting, we would have been blood on the floor.
On the point of order, Chair, I think the opposition is making, moving. We're moving forward. Yeah, you can see we are sucking in the ANC all the time.
Right. Then the last one, number 9. We're at 8 at the moment now.
No, Chair. I thought, what we are doing, because from our side it was the 6 plus 74 and 40, and the DA has raised the issue of 45. I thought they were settling the matter that the 45 will come in and the current incumbent become the ninth one. Then we are fine. That's what I was saying, working together we can do more on that aspect.
Right. Can I go through the names? Josephine Mabotia, number 5. David Vanucci, number 7. Dillo Lehlokwe, 22. Sandile Mnaku, 26. Edmund Boloi, 38. Lutando Nkumatera, 39. Ntobali Zokwe, 40. William Stuka, 45. Kulule Bogwane, 74. Agreed? That's 9. All right, can I... Is it agreed? I just got to put this motion to the committee. It will be published in the... When? Friday? Oh, this has to be published in the newspapers. These names. There's a procedure. So it says there are shortlist candidates to be interviewed for appointment on the Council of Independent Communications Authority of South Africa. Section 5.1c of the Independent Communications Authority Act, or Authority of South Africa Act, yes, number 13 of 2000, requires that the shortlist of candidates to be interviewed for appointment on the Council be published. Having given due regard to the provisions of subsection 3, and Section 6, the Portfolio Committee on Communications resolved the following persons be interviewed in open meetings in Parliament on the 18th of August 2009, and then all those 9 names. Motion agreed to? Agreed. Thank you very much. I thought we are going to be here till very late. Members, we've come to the conclusion of this business of this meeting. Thank you very much. Have a cup of coffee, please, man. Today I can offer you a cup of coffee.
there is one aspect which we seem to be losing, sir, which maybe at one point we need to look into that. I'm not sure what is the attitude of other portfolio committees, but I think it will be a good thing, sir, since we are in communication, that we must be able to exercise that communication. I understand, sir, it's a very difficult task, sir. But part of Batupid is the issue of KTN. To what extent ourselves as a portfolio committee we extend that KTN, I don't know. Whether the candidates which they are not shortlisted, do we send something as a note that we thankful, appreciate their effort, and so on and so on. Because I think it goes a long way that we cannot preach but to build in departments. Whereas when it comes to committee work, where people take their time to nominate and apply, we don't say anything to them, we just close it, just like that. When they see on the media who's been nominated and so on. I think if it's not a practice, which I don't know why, if it's not, we should be able to move towards that so that we exercise the Batupi, which we so shout to departments to do.
Ms. Kenyon?
Thank you. I think it's a very good suggestion by Honorable Kumwani. And I just want to say, when we have a next vacancy in any of the ambassador posts, I think should be considered.
Yeah, the NC is in the business of giving ambassadorial positions to the opposition. Don't you want to go? I can have something from you. Petition, you are talking to me. I'm coming from the answer. All right, so we thank them for submitting the nominations and all that. But you see, I don't like to say we regret to inform you. That's the difficult part of those letters, you see, that you have not been selected. But all right, we'll say something diplomatically and in a courteous manner. Anyway?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. We previously aimed to shortlist 5 candidates, and we set aside one day to interview them. Now that the list is almost double, do we not need to think about maybe setting aside a second day? Or at least extending the period of the interview session so that we have space to run over?
No, normally, it takes about 40 to 45 minutes per interview. If we push it and we manage it well, we can finish it in one day. We've done 10 previously. It's a bit tiresome, but we've done 10 and we were able to manage. Some of these people might not be available, then we try and do a telephonic interview.
Yeah.
Conference. Yeah, it's on conference, so that it's... But we try and finish it in one day so that we can resolve by the end of that. Otherwise, we drag the thing on and it becomes a bit cumbersome. All right, Namas, thank you very much then. I'll get the committee secretary to send out all the letters and also the informing these people of the interviews itself. Right? Thank you.
Thank you.
We finish 1 hour and 15 minutes before time. Excellent.
But that would be...